For the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and I go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede.
Yeah, wonderful to be with you on this Thursday morning. Kind of a misty day in the Delaware Valley. A little rainish action out there, but looks like the sun might poke its head out as we move toward the afternoon. Of course, the Phils, they're playing sunny baseball these days. Good baseball by the Phils and Eagles 1-0. For more on all of it, let's talk to the King as he joins us every Thursday at this time, Howard Eskin. Good morning, Howard.
Morning. Morning.
Hello, hello. So, Howard, you know, let's start with you where we started the show today, asking everybody, after one game with the Eagles, do you feel better or worse than you had felt before they played? And there were some really good and some really not good. How did it net out for you?
You know, that's really not a fair question because it's one game. And they made mistakes. I mentioned it last week, I'm not a big sports science guy, but jet lag is 2 days after a flight, and both the Eagles and Green Bay played a sloppy game. A lot of teams played sloppy in the first week. So I don't know that you can really fairly answer that question. The one thing we all know is that Jalen Hurts can't make those kind of mistakes. I mean, sometimes there's miscommunication and you fumble with the snap from the center. I understand those things.
Sure.
But you can't make mistakes throwing interceptions that really clearly are just mistakes. I mean, I still don't know what he was looking at. However, I still think he's a good quarterback. He's going to be better than last year. So from that position, from the quarterback position, I think the Eagles will clearly be a better team. I'm not going to base it on one game, and I'm not going to base those mistakes on one game, because I just don't think that's fair to say, you know, how good or disappointed or can they do it. Well, Green Bay, I think I over-evaluated after watching them. Their defense didn't really didn't impress me. Their head coach made mistakes, and you're going to lose games when he started going for two and then he started chasing points.
I'm not worried about that so much. Why is it, Howard, that Jalen didn't look the way he did during training camp? Jalen, who was, you know, not throwing interceptions, not making mistakes during training camp, it was a little bit troubling that he took a step what felt like in the wrong direction.
I'm laughing. And I'm laughing because you and all the, you know, these nitwits that, you know, I'm not calling you a nitwit, John, and all these people that base training camp the most ridiculous statistics in the history of statistics are training camp stats. And I kind of felt, okay, he didn't have an interception until the end. Oh, my gosh.
But he looked better. He looked so good.
You know you're not going to get hit. You don't get the real pass rush. The things are different. And it's more, you know, you're playing hard in camp, but it's more relaxed. And I knew once all that nonsense about no interceptions and he only threw one at the end, I said, something's going to happen this first game. You know, it's like I didn't expect those kind of interceptions. I expect, and there could have been more. I mean, coulda doesn't make any difference. One of them really easily could have been a pick six.
Yeah, and then you could double his number, and you could put more points on the board for the Packers. So the team.
I don't base, you know, the training camp. Yeah, he looked good, but it's so different than when you play a real game. That's why all those statistics and numbers were just so ridiculous that it was unbelievable. So, but the game's the game. Practice is practice.
He's a good counts.
I will say he's going to be better this year, and I really feel, just based on the way he's responding to coaches, he's working with coaches, he's better with his teammates, and I don't base that little interaction with Cam Newton Cam Jurgens. When they had a miscommunication.
Oh, they're hashing it out.
You know,
that's fine.
Those things happen. It's in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. I'm not worried about that.
I agree. So Nick talks about 1% improvement every day. How is the 2024 Eagle team improved? How are they readier to win based on what you saw in Brazil?
I know it's 29 points. Should have been 31 if if the head coach for the other team had, you know, half a cent and had a coach a game. But regardless of all that, I thought their defense was better. How are they better? I thought their defense was better. I know they didn't get the play from people that you thought would give them better play, but you got better play from people that you didn't know would give them better play. Obviously, N'Kobe Dean is somebody that you guys singled out this morning. So I think Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham played more. He played more snaps than I. He was close to 50% of the snaps, which and he played well. So I don't think we expected that. But I think Quinyon Mitchell. Did we expect that he would be the starting corner? Game one, and maybe that's because Rodgers got hurt, but nonetheless, he would have been in there for a lot of plays. So I think the defense played better. We knew that Saquon was going to be good. We knew the wide receivers are really good. And the quarterback, even with the interceptions, I think is a better quarterback. So
that's great.
With that being said, they're a better team. And there's not the competition. I still am not sold on Detroit. I'm not sold on San Francisco just because they beat the Jets the way they beat the Jets. Who in the NFC really jumps out at you and say, oh, this team, you got to concern yourself with this team in the NFC.
Francisco.
They look good.
Definitely
but it still feels
good.
It feels pretty open. You know,
it's
one game. Look, they won a game without McCaffrey, but if he has issues this year, that changes their equation a bit. Howard,
Are the Jets really good enough?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Cowboys might be good.
Yeah, they're probably good. They might not be great.
Regular season, they're great.
Yeah, they're
fine. Okay, and then the playoffs, they choke.
Howard, let's get to the Devin White thing. Is he all in to be a backup linebacker for this team?
I don't think anybody's all in to be a backup when you expect to be a starter. But will he play hard? I think if he doesn't, he's not going to get a contract next year. So he's got to do what he's got to do. And when he's healthy, we'll see how many snaps he does take. Yeah, you've got to be all in. You're playing for a contract. Mm-hmm. And I'm so tired of hearing about money and but that's the reality of his situation. When guys have contracts and they want all these millions, it's a joke.
I'm looking forward to, and James, I don't think this has happened yet, when he speaks publicly, maybe today or tomorrow. I assume, Howard, would this be
the
a day reporters?
Open, the locker room's open today, so I'd imagine.
That'll be interesting.
He's the number one guy I want to hear from today. Like, what's up, dude?
Yeah, he was hurt. So, you know, what can he say? I was hurt.
Yeah, I don't know that he has much to say.
But he has been benched.
You can ask him about losing the start, not winning the starting job in camp. How do you feel being a backup?
How do you feel?
That type of stuff. See how he answers.
What does he say?
And what's he going to say is, you know, I just got to do a better job. And I got to play better. And I got to understand that N'Kobe really had a good camp and played well. He deserves to play. And, you know, if you say the things, and he's got to understand that. But he's going to play, but he's not going to be the starter. So we know that.
Well, I hope it doesn't affect. I hope his emotions about that don't affect the way that he plays. I hope that he's okay with that. Can we talk about some Phillies, Howard? I am worried about Alec Bohm's hand. I don't know what's going on with that thing. What's the deal?
You know, I don't know any more than you, John. It's just obviously. In baseball, you don't really have to identify the injuries. And in football, you really, unless you put them on injured reserve, but baseball is only 10 days. So, am I worried about that? Yeah, but I'm worried about some other things, too. I'm worried about your two highest paid players really not having the seasons that I think we all expected. Between Turner and Harper, I don't know that you're going to win in the playoffs scoring three runs a game. And it's just, and they don't win, again, they don't win without the home run. And they wouldn't have won last night without the home run. And Castellanos is playing really
but
great.
They won.
I give him a lot of credit. Yeah, but I know. Yeah, okay. They won at home. Tampa's a decent team, but they won at home. You know, the Mets will be an interesting because the Mets are playing really well. We'll see how they do. And then, the Mets aren't a better team than the Phillies.
No.
And there's a lot of teams that aren't better than the Phillies. But in the playoffs, the whole dynamic changes. You need your best players, I think, to play like your best players.
Sure. I agree with that. Yeah,
and they're not playing like their best players. It's just Harper has one game. Okay, he comes out of it after he, you know, does what he does and not doing, and he's done it before, not running things out. But and then he has four hits, and then he goes back to no hits. He's just, and there's no power there. So if you expect home runs from him, so I think for the Phillies to win a World Series. Obviously, they're in the playoffs, and they're a really good team, and they're one of the best teams in baseball. But I think you got to have your best players be your best players. And that we can, I think Bohm will be back. Obviously, he'll be back. And I'm not worried about him. But, I mean, there's so many players on this team that are now better than Harper and Turner. But I don't know that you can win a World Series without your best players being what they should be.
All right, King. Stay well, my man. Always good having you on the show. Thanks, pal.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Howard. Here is Howard Eskin. So, you know, as Howard was talking there, one thought that went through my mind, Zach Wheeler certainly as one of their best players is delivering, to say the least. I think he's one of their two best players. So I've got a couple interesting things here with Wheeler, then we'll get right back to the call. So first off, I'd mentioned this earlier, but let me say it again. Before, in his 20s, okay, and that's also coincides with before he got here. 44 wins. I mean, that's not much. Since getting to the Phillies, this is what he's done in the 5 years. 4-2, and remember, that was the uber short season because of the pandemic. So 4-2 with a 2.92 ERA. Then in 21, he was 14-10, 2.78. Then in 22, first year the Phillies made the playoffs, he was 12-7. 2.82. I mean, it's just rock solid consistent. Yeah. Now, last year was actually the 1 year his ERA spiked like a decent amount. He was still great. 13-6, 3.61.
Ooh.
And then, I know.
That is so uncharacteristic.
Well, he started off slower.
Which, and coming off his first October, isn't that crazy.
Could be, yeah. And then this year, 14-6 with a 2.59 ERA. The guy's amazing. Now, two more things as it relates to Wheeler. I want to give you his postseason stats because obviously one of the reasons we all love the guy and feel really great with him is he has delivered in the postseason. This isn't a Joel Embiid thing where a guy that, you know, averages 30-something points a game then averages 20-something points a game. So in the postseason starts he's made a decent amount at this point. He's 4-3. Don't worry about the three losses. I mean, he's had some bad luck and weird circumstances. 2.42 ERA. That's an incredible postseason ERA. I mean, you're facing great teams in the postseason, 2.42 ERA. Now, one more thing. James, I need a ruling here with now less than 3 weeks to go in the season. Who's going to win the Cy Young? So here's where we're at. Again, Wheeler this year, 14-6, 2.59. It's great. The problem is Chris Sale for the Braves. And remember, this is a year, John, when the Braves really needed him bad because they had lost right out of the gate Strider, and it's like they need someone to step up.
Mm-hmm.
He's 16-3.
Jeez.
You don't see a record like that often anymore in baseball. 16-3, and he's got an ERA even lower than Wheeler at 2.38.
Shoot.
To which, James, I ask you, is it Sale's Cy Young to lose?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, he's got better numbers. It's also one of those things where, and this shouldn't matter, but we know it does. You know, Zach Wheeler's never won one. He deserves one. Mm-hmm. He got, you know, should have won it a few years ago when Burns won it. Chris Sale's never won one either. Chris Sale has been a great pitcher. He's been like second, fourth, third, fifth, like over his career. So there's not even that narrative thing where it's Wheeler's year, because it's Sale's year too.
Look, here,
so if I had to bet, I would bet on Sale right now.
And I'll say, look, and obviously it's not over. Both have a couple more starts left, so we could flip. I'll just say, as much as I'd love to see Wheeler win it, I can't bury my head in the sand and upon reading those numbers not tell you that it appears Chris Sale, as of now, should win it. I mean, those numbers are spectacular, but, you know.
Yeah, if it's the MVP award, you could argue the record for the team, too, but it's not. It's a Cy Young.
Okay, right to the phones. Life advice with the Hammer shortly. John in Allentown right now. Hi, John.
Guys, man, 2 hours on the line? You guys are fascinating. You guys are amazing. Amazing.
Well, I don't know about that, but thank you, John. And thanks for hanging in there, man. We try to get to as many calls as we can, but there's so many pivot points.
Hey, listen.
To play other audio and, you know.
Joe, the good thing is that, you know, I'm on hold listening to the Hammer do his thing and interview. And you guys are interesting to listen to.
Thank you.
Good.
I mean, I wouldn't stay on hold if you guys didn't at least have something to listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're the one guy, or one of the few, that got to hear Jason Kelce drop his serious curse, but we had to bleep it out.
Oh, man.
That's true.
Yeah, you got the inside scoop on
that
one.
That's true.
Dude, maybe we'll hear a bleeped out version tomorrow in Job of the Week.
Let's
we'll
just
see.
Say to those that didn't hear it, one word starts with M and the other word starts with F.
Yeah, I was going to call him. I was going to say, hey, this is the SEC. I need Jason's number, please. Anyway, guys, I can't believe that I'm the one explaining this to you guys when you have a former football player in the room. Jalen Hurts is not slower than he used to be.
I think
okay?
he is.
I think he is.
He's not. He's not, Joe. I saw him the one training camp. I got to see the one live training camp when they let people in. He is not slower. Here's what's going on, and John should know this. He is going through a different process now than when he did 2 years ago. 2 years ago, it was one read, bam, take off. Now he's going through a different process where he's trying to read one receiver, two receivers, three receivers, and now should I go? Now the defense has already pushed up the field, and they also know where he's going. They know where he likes to go, so he looks slower.
So here's what I'll say, John. I will give you that I think because they've been in his ear to protect himself, there is probably more hesitancy than there initially was early in his career, and I will buy that that impacts things to an extent. I'm not shirking that. I think that is a factor that makes him look slower. But I am struck by... to my eyes, how much slower he looks, and it makes me think there's been some cumulative effect. Because he looks almost, I don't want to give him lumbering, that's not fair, he's not there, but there's a lumbering aspect that I'm like, what's going on here?
Joe, did he look slower when he flushed out to the left and he went up the field 9 yards
yes.
and then put his foot in the ground and stomped on the two defenders?
Yeah, John, here's the answer to that. Yes, he looks slower. He got the first down because he's still a freaking Sherman tank, and if he meets a defensive back down the field, Jalen Hurts is going to win that battle more often than not because he's a tank.
I strongly disagree with that statement, sir.
Okay.
And I want to wish you good luck in Beat the Hammer tomorrow because I love listening to that.
Thanks, John, what amazes you?
What amazes me, and I hope you let me explain it, is modern medicine. It amazes me because I watch people get vaccines. I watch people play sports longer. I watch people just get a better quality of life from modern medicine.
Great answer, like, John. Great,
it really is.
Great
yeah.
answer.
It is amazing.
Look, I said it a couple weeks ago. I'll say it again. I don't think it gets discussed enough. I believe one of the great achievements in our lives has been how HIV and AIDS was dealt with so effectively by scientists who came up with medicine that made it much less thing.
How long do you expect to live?
Well,
because it does jump up exponentially.
My goal is to get to 98.
But it's almost like you don't want
to. You used to say 150. When did that change? Someone alive now.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Someone alive will get to 150. My goal is 98 as a former president to be brought back for the tricentennial. In 2076. Oh, I mean, that's my... You asked me a question.
Right? Yeah.
Why do I have to stop?
I can't believe you actually
2076.
Put the thought into that.
Tricentennial. Look, when I was...
actually put the thought into that.
Oh,
guys,
I know. Yeah.
I do.
The lie detector told us he really believes this is happening.
That was fascinating.
This is, this is what Joe thinks about. He trusts... the process that he's following.
I trust the process.
Vacuous, just, I don't even know what this is.
I've told you the whole formula, John. I've told you.
Well, no, you keep changing it. Initially, it was, hey, 2040.
Yeah,
but it was 2044.
But I enjoy the show too much.
Now I think we're at 2048.
It's, listen, it's 44 or 48.
We might be in the 50s.
It's a simple formula. Do this show for a number of years, build up some local fame, be able to run for office in Congress.
You
know that
president
as a House to the Senate, cabinet, president, period.